Hello. Thank you for listening to and watching You Had Options. This episode, I have Sam Hoyos from the very good New York band Playing Dead. He also does Red River Podcast. It's a great listen. Check it out wherever you get podcasts. Yeah, great conversation. Talk about Moby. We talk about movies. Enjoy talking to him. Good dude. Yeah, make sure to follow Red River Podcast on Instagram. Follow Playing Dead NY on Instagram. Go follow You at Options, at You at Options. Like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
Kind of go from Zoom, and then from there, like the folder, I just dump it into Audacity,
and
so I don't fuck with a MacBook, so maybe that's what it is.
I've got this ancient MacBook. I need to get a new one. I don't know. I'm just lazy. It costs, you know, $1,400 or something to get like a decent MacBook.
Yeah. The last time, like this laptop that I'm using now, like my sister worked at, you know, Best Buy. So like she's always up on like the deals and shit. So, you know,
something might go missing from the Best Buy.
Yeah. shout out to her. She's down in, I don't know, Myrtle Beach. Where is that? Like South Carolina.
South Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, damn. So let's get her fired. Let's get her fired.
Is she a biker?
She is, yeah, she is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, thanks for joining me. I know we've been putting it off for a minute, but it's good to see you and talk to you again.
Absolutely. It's been a long time since that Amityville Music Hall show with the Hanson Scoundrels.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun, playing with y'all and getting to meet you. That's a cool spot, but yes, you know, wasn't as many people there, but you know.
To be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you. I remember the flyer, and maybe I feel like it was like during the week. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it was like a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, it was like some random ass day, and maybe there was like three bands, right? It was like us, you guys, and like someone else.
Somebody else? I don't know. I remember we talked to y'all out in the parking lot about the Amityville Horror House and
how far
away it was.
Yeah. Everyone who comes through town, that's what they always want to bring up and
you
shit.
You got to.
And it's funny. What? So like my girlfriend's like family owns the house. It's her stepdad's sister owns that house, so we're somewhat connected to it. But it's like, so I think it's a lot cooler if you don't live here. When you live here, it's like, oh yeah, that house.
yeah. I'm sure it's, you know, it's like to y'all, it's just like, fuck, we gotta talk about this house again.
Like, I forget it exists. And then like today I saw like MGM, which is like the old Epics like app. They're doing like a streaming of the Amityville Horror like movies, like it's like a docuseries on the house and all the shitty movies that came from it.
Yeah, because there's an original one like in the 70s, and now you know there's a reboot in the 2000s.
Yes. No, there's so many more though. It's like there's no like after the first one, there's nothing to do with anything. It's just like, oh, this haunted like clock, and you know, it's all fucked up. But the first one was like the only thing to do with the actual incident. Everything else is just like, all right, let's just call this one Amityville 2: The Possession.
What was the real story? The guy just schizophrenic or like,
Yeah, some guy who killed his family and shit, you know, which is like always like it's always like good fodder for like movies because it's such a like horrific act that you never think someone would do. So when something like that pops off, you're just like, wow, that's crazy. Let's make a fucking movie about it. And they did, you know. Some people say he was crazy. Other people were like, ah, he just wanted to kill his family. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing I like about you is you're a movie guy.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Yeah, and so I always enjoy your movie takes on Facebook and yeah, but
Yeah.
would you say you just like
I got a lot to say about a lot of dumb shit.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, what else are we gonna do with our time? You
Yeah,
know, we
yeah.
gotta fill our time here somehow.
I try not to get too serious on there, you know?
No, hell no. But are you down to watch like any movie? That's what it seems like.
Absolutely not. Definitely not.
Really?
No. Very much no. there's a lot of you know, streaming and all this other stuff. The access that we have to movies now is just so powerful that
Oh yeah.
you're always faced with two options. Watch something that's comfort food that you've seen 100 times, like Police Academy or like some like other random ass movie, or you watch something new, you know. And then so I like to, you know, keep my time split between the two. Sometimes I like to watch something that I've seen a zillion times. And other times it's like, okay, this new movie came out. Like I try to stay super current with like everything that comes out, which is also what we talk about on the podcast. Like if something, you know, that's another thing that keeps us relevant with like, you know, TV shows, albums and movies and shit like that. Yeah, man, I if I it like for example, like I saw the trailer for Skinamarink. You hear that movie?
I haven't watched. I've been meaning to. I have not watched it yet.
Yeah, I saw that trailer and I was like, suck my dick. Could I curse on here? Because I'm going
Hey, this is a Christian podcast, Sam.
to. Suck my cross then.
Suck
Yeah.
my cross.
So I saw that trailer and I was like, no, because it looks like trash. The trailer for like Lamb, right? A24 is like mad famous for like doing these like fucking trailers. And I saw the trailer and there was nothing. Some trailers are just like they look like it's just not a movie for me. So the answer to that is no, but I do love a movie.
Interesting. Yeah, with I know there's been a lot of with Skinamarink, there's been a lot of like it's very polarizing. It's either like there's nothing that happens or this is the fucking this is the next evolution in horror from you know. I'm just like, I don't know about it's there's no
I
like I
think
haven't heard any in between.
here's the most impressive part of it, that somebody made that fucking movie for an X amount of money and they made an X amount of money. To me, if you do that, it's like you flipping some shit. You're like, I'm gonna take this amount of money and I'm gonna fucking double it, or like, you know, stack it up times four. That's impressive to me. So on that side of it, I don't begrudge you, but that movie is garbage.
Yeah, it's Paranormal Activity, like
Not even.
how
It's
well
just like
yeah, but
it's art
like
house.
yeah. But it's like, you know, I forgot how much they made the first Paranormal Activity for, but like, you know, it made fucking a dumb amount of money.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was like made for nothing, and they made $1 zillion and a bunch of sequels. And listen, if that's your thing, then so be it. I just, for me personally, like I don't know what you have to do to subscribe to watch Paranormal Activity. Like maybe you have to have some sort of belief system in something. I see that and I'm like, yo, like I don't like I don't care, like I can't watch this, you know. But hey, look, yeah, if that's your thing, then you know, I like, some people like sushi, I don't.
what is a comfort movie for you?
A comfort movie for me is Almost like Famous. Almost Famous, Dazed and Confused, Clueless, Halloween 2.
Halloween 2, okay.
Yeah, from 1981. Those are four right off the top that I could.
Is that the, sure, that's the one where they go to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
It's, yeah, like all in the hospital.
It's super, it's, yeah, just such a great, it's such an unapologetic, mean-spirited sequel, and it's just so dark and hopeless. And man, if you want like a severe, awesome slasher movie, Halloween 2 in the hospital is just fucking awesome. And it has a scene with the kid that ate the razor blade. You know, like, can't beat that.
Yeah. Yeah. God, and they, I'm sure you're, you've watched all the recent Halloween movies.
I did, yeah. So yeah, I did. I'm one of those people that actually liked Halloween Ends. Man, I have a lot to say about those movies, so I don't really know, yeah, where you, I don't know. Well, I don't know where you want to take that.
I thought the first one of the most recent trilogy was great. And then the second one, it got a little silly.
What is your relationship with the franchise, though?
I love the, I think the first Halloween movie was like the first horror movie I watched as a kid, like all the way through. And then H2O, I think that was right when like H2O came out. And so, I was just like, H2O is the best fucking horror movie ever in my mind at the time.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, I thought it was good. Yeah, I think it's still good.
As I got older, so like I was probably like, you know, 20 years old when that movie came out, and I watched it in the theater, and I thought it was kind of like not good. I didn't like it. And then as time goes on, you know, these franchises, as time goes on, you know, there's so many like bad entries, and like that when you go back and you watch certain ones, you're like, hey, you know what? H2O wasn't that bad. And then when you really think about the opens, you know, it's all about the opens. All these movies have these really cool opens. And H2O has a really good, effective open with the nurse from two. You're the smoking nurse, and like
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, so very good. Like, you know, like where Friday the 13th and some of these other movies have like you know, over the top, like, you know, cartoonish killing. Halloween was always like, to me, more of like suspense, more of like a mask in the background that you're waiting for him to do something, and it takes probably almost the whole movie for him to do that. So when something like the intro to H2O comes out and it has that suspense, which I feel like a lot of the newer movies did not, I'm going to look back and I'm like, you know what? It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Halloween Ends have the bully group of band people?
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, okay. That's a little tough. That's a little hard to swallow, or tough to believe.
So I'm that guy. Did you watch it at home?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm the guy that goes to the theater the day before. I'm that guy. Yeah. Like for me, I'm about that life for sure. So those movies, all those movies that came out, like I'm there that Thursday. 2018, I thought was pretty good, but I feel like it reminded me of like when The Force Awakens came out. Like you wanted something that felt like a Star Wars movie or a Halloween movie, and it gave it to you. So it's like a honeymoon phase where you're like overlooking certain things that now when I look back at the movie, I'm just like, it wasn't that good. And then, you know, fucking Halloween Kills comes out, and within the first 10 minutes, I'm sitting in the theater going like, this is not going to be good. And it wasn't, but
yeah,
but I watched it 100 times. And then Halloween Ends comes out and it's so fucking ridiculous. Like, it's so absurdly ridiculous that it doesn't even make sense. Like, Michael Myers isn't even the killer. Like, it's just like, it's just so fucking outrageous that it was almost like he didn't even need to be in the movie. He could have died in the second one, and then they could have just done something completely different. But I loved it. I loved it because it was such a, you know, there's something about taking expectations and just like, you know, maybe it's just like that inner punk rock thing where it's just like, oh, cool, you like this? Now fuck off because we're doing this, you know? And everyone's just like, what the fuck are you doing? And at the end of the day, it was a good movie. Maybe it wasn't a good Halloween movie, but it was a good movie. And the whole ending scene with Michael Myers was almost like, oh yeah, I forgot he's still here. Let's just kill him off.
Yeah. I'm remembering it had the guy from Mad TV. He was him and his boyfriend.
Yeah. That is a guy, right? Is that the guy from Mad TV?
Yeah, Michael something.
Oh, that's so
not funny. I want to say Michael McDonald, but I don't know if that's, I know that's a the singer, but
he got a little fat. Good for him, you know. I like it as a fat guy myself, you know, like, you know, I like when people gain weight because it makes me feel good about gaining weight my whole life,
you know? did you watch the whale
the who
the whale did you watch that with Brendan Fraser?
I loved it. So God. I'm a big Darren Aronofsky fan, you know? So Requiem for Dream, The Wrestler, like these movies are just he's like such a man. He's one hell of a filmmaker, and this movie
makes you feel.
Just, yeah, man. Like,
makes you feel things.
This movie was like it's just like very simple. I saw this around the same time that I saw a movie called To Leslie, which was the same thing. They're both like kind of like just broken people in these two movies. And man, it's just so fucking good, man. It's very simple, right? In the story, as far as like the setting, there's not much of a setting. It's just like the
like
house.
One basically. Room. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like the, from beginning to end, just like the relationships and Brendan Fraser did such a great, like, you know, when you think of like Encino Man and all that other shit, you know, he kind of like crushed it. So I'm a fan for sure.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, me and my girlfriend did go to the theater to watch that one, and I was like, I was in a little funk anyways, like around that time, and so I was like, fuck, man, I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to go see this movie when I'm in a funk, but God, yeah.
I love, so, you know, when it comes to like cinema, it's fun to watch dumb shit. But it's also really cool to watch movies like that are like devastating, you know? There's like movies like The House of Sand and Fog. There's a movie called Red, White, and Blue that's just like just brutality, you know? But there's nothing, there's something about like human beings and human nature and like the evil that men do part of these movies that it's like, oh shit, it's like, it's beyond like a killer or anything. It's just like just the brutality of these people, and it's fucking, I love it, you know.
Damn, man. Man's inhumanity to man. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, or to yourself, you know, like whatever situations, you know, like you put yourself in and try to deal with and see if you can get out or not, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love for this to just be a movie podcast, this episode, but but no, like, I've been
tell me about your podcast though, because it's called You Had Options, and there's a there's a song in the beginning which I don't know who sings it.
My buddy Brady Turner, he made the song.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's probably like the most like talented music person I know. He's like, he's one of these guys that's been like on American Idol and like The Voice and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's got some good like insider stories of like how they treat contestants and stuff like that. But
you ever watch Songland?
What is Songland?
Okay, so you mentioned The Voice and like what was the other one? American Idol, right? Those are the two big ones, right? Yeah. I always had a disconnect with those two because I just never watched them, and maybe I watched The Voice because it had that gimmick of like turning around in the chairs, which I thought was interesting. But at the end of the day, it's like karaoke. It's like, okay, well, you're a good singer, but the world that we come from, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like as long as you know how to write a song and you could sing okay, it doesn't really matter. So Songland is kind of like that competition, but it showcases songwriters, and it has like these three producers, and they always invite like a band who's going to take a song from someone. They go and they present this song. There's like, you know, maybe like three people that present a song, and then from there, there's four. So one doesn't make it, and then the other three make it. And then they take this song and they specifically pick like whatever producer they want to work with. There's like the country guy, there's like the pop guy, and then there's the R&B female. Then from there, they kind of like work out the song to try to sell it to the guest or, you know, the band Lady Antebellum, whoever the fuck they had on there. And then at the end of the show, they present the songs through the eyes of these producers. And then the guest is like, oh, we like this song. It's so cool. There's only two seasons and it's fucking fascinating.
So the contestant is the songwriter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like it's like Pimp My Song, basically, you know, like the producer's like,
they hey, put man, a fish that- tank in the chorus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They put a fish tank in the chorus. Yeah, low key. That was low key. I liked it. That was funny.
Exhibit, X to the Z, man.
That's it. But that was really good. But anyway, the song that your friend made for the podcast, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm like listening to you going, this is like I didn't really. It took me off guard because I didn't really anticipate to hear that song or so for our podcast, Red River Podcast, I had a friend that we used to play shows with, and I did the same thing. He had this one song called In the Basement with his band, and I fucking loved it. And I was like, yo, you mind if I use it? And he was like, cool with it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's doing podcasts and stuff, you know, it's just like passion projects. And I think I even saw you. Yeah, I think I saw you post something a while ago, maybe like a year or two ago, that was like passion projects forever or something like that. And I was like, yeah. I get that.
Well, that's what it is. It's like, you know, some people play golf on the weekend. Some people play like softball, cards, or whatever. We play music or we do a podcast because it's like, it's like the a mental paycheck that you get from it, you know, where you're like, okay, this is cool, you know? So, it's can't beat it, you know, it's talking on these mics about pure nonsense is like whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's fun. And it's like, I've said it before where it's like, you know, it would be weird if I just hit somebody up and I'm like, hey, do you have like 45 minutes to an hour where I can just call you on the phone and just talk?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's way easier to be like,
and I'll record
I got a podcast. Yeah. Well, no, it's way easier to be like, hey, do you want to come on this podcast so I can talk to you?
Instead of
just being like, let's just talk on the phone. You'd be like, are you fucking weirdo? I'm not going to call you on the phone to talk for 45 minutes.
I'll be like, yo, new phone. Who this? Click. Hang up.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it's you had Moby on.
Oh yeah,
your podcast recently. Well,
yeah, that was fun.
What was that experience like?
So, I had a friend. My friend runs a company called Big Picture Media. So they were doing like the promo for his punk rock vegan movie. right? I think that was the name of it. I forget, right?
Okay.
So she's like, hey, do you want to come to Midtown and talk to Moby? And I was like, in my head, I was like, you know, I know Moby, but I don't know Moby. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah,
everyone knows. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking, like, oh, that would be
like
cool.
Gwen Stefani song? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, yo, yeah, that song's a banger.
It's, that song's it a slaps. Banger. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I like, he's like a cultural, like, I know him because I just know him, but I don't know him.
Yeah.
So for me to go to Midtown on a Monday to go talk to this guy, like, am I really the guy to do it? Because if I say yes to this, then I gotta, like, kind of, like, you know, I gotta come correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, and the vegan thing was also very kind of like it, you know, he's not like a quiet vegan. He's like very much into, like, think, you know,
I think you can look at him now. Yeah.
Yeah.
With his tattoos. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I respect it. You know what I mean? Like, if I had to kill my food, I'd be like a vegetarian because I couldn't do it. So the hypocrisy in me is like, I'm like, ah, man, I'm like, I don't know that, like, it's cool and all, but, like, I don't know him. I just know him because he's Moby and been, you know.
Right.
So, but once, like, my friend's like, yo, you should fucking do it. Just fucking do it. And I was like, you know what? I was like, all right. So then from there, you know, then I do my research for like 2 weeks and stuff like that. I was supposed to get him for like 30 minutes and we talked for like over an hour because, like, we kind of, like, we hit it off and it was
clicked,
really cool.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we ping ponged around a bunch of stuff because he's had a really cool career. So, yeah, it's situations like that. Like you said, when why would I ever be in a conversation with Moby if I didn't have a podcast? That's it. Like, it was just right. Like, hey, you have a podcast. You want to talk to Moby? I'm like, sure. Why not?
Yeah, he's got a wild story of, like, he started out in hardcore, like,
yes,
pretty much in,
yes,
Boston, right?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. And yeah, I don't think whenever people think of Moby, they think of him like how we think of him, and they don't know
so
that
I knew
his history.
Yeah, I knew back then, you know, in like the 90s, like, you know, we were always trying to make connections to people. So it's like, hey, do you know this person was also in, right, a punk band or in a hardcore band? You're like, hey, that's cool. So that was the connection. So I knew. I'm like, oh, Moby used to be in a hardcore band, the Vatican Commandos. I'm like, that's cool.
Damn.
So I knew that, but it's still not enough for me to, like, I had to do
my
research.
That's not a full conversation. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, so, like, you were, like, at a, you know. So he had, once I really dove into, like, what he was about and stuff like that, he had a lot of great bullet points and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun, man. You know, I loved it.
Yeah, that's were you nervous, like, going over there?
It's not even about being nervous. It's about, like, my friend believing in me enough to not, ooh, embarrass her. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's like, it's like that. It's like, I don't want to waste anyone's fucking time. You know, like, I'm an adult,
oh, yeah,
talking to another adult set up by another adult. Like, I don't want to go somewhere and be like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go somewhere, yeah, and be like, yeah, so, like, you're, like, a vegan. Like, tell me about that and stuff, you know? So, like,
So you're bald. Tell me,
yeah,
about that.
Well, we didn't get to that question, but it was funny because, like, he came over, like, she got him on Good Morning America. So he came over from there. I was like, wow. I'm like, what a downgrade. What a downgrade.
Good Morning,
man,
America.
I'm sorry to
straight
me.
To Red River.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So, but it was cool, man. If you, I like everything and I could talk to you about everything.
Me too.
And we talk, like, I think that's what you have to, if you do a podcast or host one, like, that's like such a, like,
yeah,
maybe people like us, like, that's why we're like, oh, do you want to talk about this? All right, that's fine.
So yeah, cool. I just, yeah, just talking to interesting people or people that have interesting people / people who have the same interest.
Sure.
It's like, you know, that's the that's awesome. I don't know. It's great to talk to people that you can have a good conversation with. You know, maybe that's
all the way from Huntsville, Alabama.
Birmingham.
Oh, man, whatever. Goddamn, I fucked up already.
Bastard.
I know.
Jeez. No, Birmingham's cool. We just moved up here, me and my girlfriend, well, just like a year ago. Yeah, it's cool. They've got a lot of stuff going on up here. They have, I don't know if you've heard of Furnace Fest. You heard of that?
Yeah, my friend Adam does a lot of stuff. Adam Harris does a, I think he's very involved with the booking of all that stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That was a big, you know, Descendants played last year, their headliner, and a whole bunch of other, like Comeback Kid and Bleeding Through and all these bands, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Talking about vegan stuff, you know, Earth Crisis.
Yes.
You know them? So yeah. They're straight edge, vegan. And I knew that. And I went and bought a shirt from their merch table. And, you know, it said Earth Crisis, you know. Nothing that's like militant vegan or militant straight edge on it. And so I was like, okay, I'll buy that shirt. Not looking at the back where it was like a scene from like one of those PETA chicken nugget, how chicken nuggets are made, you know, videos. And I was like, God, I can't wear this out, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, ah, it's $20, whatever.
For sure. Yeah, it's, listen, it, you know, I get it, man. If you feel that strongly, and like I said, it's different strokes, man, for sure. So
yeah, I wish I felt strongly about something.
Me too.
That,
I know.
That much.
Just like, to me, it's like pure convenience at like 2 a.m. I'm like, I really want something to eat. I'm like, what could I eat? All right, I'll go there. That's fine, you know. Like,
get me an Uber Eats from wherever, you know.
Yeah. What's since moving there? What's a good place to eat
in Birmingham? Yeah. There's a very good ramen spot here called Shoe Shop, SHU shop.
Cool.
It's very good. Man, they've got a bunch of good like pizza places around here.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah.
Do you have a hard line being from the New York area? Do you have a very like strong opinion of pizza and what it should be and what it should not be?
So listen, at the end of the day, my motto on everything is you do you and I do me. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
What
of course.
The fuck you like? What, like, to me, if I went down there and I ate the pizza there, I would just be like, hey, this is good pizza. Like, what do I give a fuck? So no, I don't really have, like, I'm grateful for the pizza we have here because it's fucking fantastic compared to other places that I've had it at. I think we just went to Arizona recently and they had some not good pizza, but
in the desert, there's nothing out there.
Listen, bless their hearts though. I would definitely try an Alabama slice of pizza. So what is it? Is it just like a regular, because I know a lot of places are different. So is it just like a, like cheese sauce down there, or is it like a concoction of like, you know?
Yeah, no, it's traditional like cheese sauce, whatever topping you want. And it's like normal. It's not flat, but it's a normal, you know, pizza.
Okay.
I don't think there's like a Birmingham style or anything like that. But
wasn't sure if you guys threw hush puppies on there or something.
Oh shit. Now we're talking, Sam.
Now I love hush puppies.
Shit. Yeah, man. Ooh, that's a good idea. Cut half up some hush puppies and dump them on a pizza.
Yeah.
Have you spent time in the South at all?
Yeah. I mean, just occasionally trips here and there. Like I said, my sister married someone from a town over, and then they all moved to South Carolina. So when they got married, we went down there, and that's where they currently live. I have an aunt that moved to Virginia, Fredericksburg. And a bunch of relatives in Florida. And that's really about it. You know, I have a friend that just left here. He's in a band called False Gods. Shout out to my boy Mike. And they moved to Mississippi.
Okay.
And he's out there, you know, for work. So he's going to stay out there for a year or two, you know, trying some different stuff and like really pushing the band, which is kind of like a metal band. Yeah.
That is very big in this part of the country. Like, any genre of metal is very big around here.
Yeah, he's definitely in like the, God, I guess it would be like an I Hate God-ish type, you know, like super, a lot of screaming, a lot of slow riffs, you know, a lot of sludge and, yeah. You know, False Gods, man. Check them out. They're good.
That's right.
That's it.
How many people are in Playing Dead?
Six. There's six of us at the moment.
Okay.
You know, I always, as time went on, I looked at bands like Arcade Fire. I looked at bands like, even like the Rolling Stones. Like whenever like Mick would like dance around the stage, it was like three girls in the back killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Like this dude is like barely singing, but he got like three ringers in the back, like killing it.
That's
so
right,
I'm like, why can't I just get somebody to sing backups and make it sound good, you know?
That's good, Sam. Yeah, because there's like, I was listening a lot today to get ready for this, and there's a lot of like female part, like singing parts.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah. As time went on, like I just, so somewhere along the way, I realized the older I got, the less I wanted to go anywhere but locally to play. Maybe Jersey, maybe wherever. So I said, we're basically going to be a band that makes music and we're going to record a bunch. So let's put our best foot forward as far as recording goes and like writing songs. So it's like, if we're going to layer up some shit, hey, let's make it really sound really cool. And occasionally we'll play a show here or there, or whatever. We would have guests on, you know, people doing features, you know, on a chorus here and there. And that's kind of like how I took it, you know, like I wanted to invite people who I really, really liked and thought were, you know, great singers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I was just looking at like the dates, like the release dates of y'all's stuff, y'all's most recent stuff. And it's like, it's pretty, pretty consistent of like new stuff, just singles coming out or like an EP coming out.
Yeah. That's a thing, you know, sometimes you just look back, like I was just looking back and I'm like, man, I'm like, I gotta just put pedal to the metal, you know, like if we have songs, we'll just record them because I just want to look back at a discography. You know, I want to look just back at a discography. And right now, like, distribution is wild. You know, Spotify, Apple Music. I could text you my discography. And to me, once that started happening, it's like, yo, let's just make videos and let's just make music and whatever, whatever. So we have another five. Like, we just put out five in February. We have another five in the clip that we're going to drop. You know, one, you know, song at a time just for shits and giggles. And then I have like another, maybe like 10 or 12 to sprinkle out for like the end of this year to like next year. That's it, man. We just make music, put it out and no one gives a shit. So we just make more. That's
I care, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom loves this shit. My mom loves it. She don't have Wi-Fi, so she can't hear this, but you know.
Nah, can't hear it too good. Yeah. It's a little choppy. I get it. But it's good. You can tell that there's been like maturity or whatever you want to call it in like production value. And that's always
as you get older, like it just makes sense, you know, like I'm unapologetically, you guys too. Like you guys were like, one of the things that I loved about your band was like, you guys were not a stranger to hooks. You guys are very good, man. Especially for a three-piece. Like, a three-piece is so hard to pull off.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to, like, everyone's got to kill it. And I remember watching you guys and thinking, like, yo, these guys pull off a three-piece, which is not easy to fucking do. And then the songs were very catchy. So, I'm a big fan of hooks. And as time goes on, you know, I don't know how you feel, but as soon as we record something and release it, I like it for a week. And then I listen back to it. I'm like, oh, God, we need to do something better than this shit.
Well, yeah, because as you know, it takes just writing a song can take a while.
Yeah.
Or it can take like a day to write a song.
Absolutely.
And so the process from songwriting to being on the internet or being pressed to vinyl or whatever is so fucking big. So like, you've been playing these songs, if you're practicing or whatever, you've been playing these songs for like a year before it's comes out.
That is the one thing about being in a band that isn't like a band, you know, like this is like what you do in between, you know, what you normally do. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's got their lives and stuff. Like, we're not like a tour, you know, we're not on the road 10 months out of the year is what I'm saying. So when you have these songs, you have them for a while. So we have this backlog and it's just like, ah, cool. Like, when we go to practice, I'm like, I don't want to play old songs. I want to play new shit, you know? So it's like, it's just this constant thing. And it's like, by the time you record them, you're like, holy shit, like, I'm sick of this fucking song already.
Yeah.
You know, and the production too, like we like working with a bunch of people too, and I think they're doing a really good job. Currently working with my friend Jamie Siegel to do the next 5 songs we have, and his credits are crazy. He did a song for us called The Vault Inside Your Mind, which is up right now. So it was like a single that we put out last year. But he's like worked with everyone from like Smashing Pumpkins to like Blondie, you know, and his like production style is crazy. So like, these next 5 songs is going to probably be like the best sounding shit we've ever done.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, Jamie Siegel. That sounds like a name. I don't know if
everyone in New York is named Jamie Siegel.
have you, for like Red River, you'll get some pretty good like New York hip hop people or some musical guests. Have you ever been like, hey, I have a band, or is that a weird do you want to feature? If you got Cameron on Red River, would you approach Cameron to be like,
nah? So like, we try, me personally,
yeah,
I mean, not to shit on Cam, if he wants to do a song, I'm sure we'll figure it out.
That's just anybody else or whatever,
but
New York hip hop person.
There's two. I also do a podcast that I started up again called If I Rule the World. So those two in particular, like, if I Rule the World, like, we ended up getting like a bunch of wild shit, like fucking DMC, like Q Unique.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Red
River. If I Rule the World, sorry.
Yeah. Red River, same thing, but that's more of like, you know, we really dove into like movies and, you know, shit like that, and local bands too, like, you know. But I try to keep it separate. It's not like something that I would ever. There's one guy in Red River on Red River podcast. My this guy Eric from a band called Limousines. So he was on, and at the end of the I love that band, and not everyone knows them, and they're kind of defunct now. But they're so fucking good. And at the end of the podcast, he was like, hey, man, if you ever want me to sing on something, just send it my way. And I was like, as a matter of fact, I do have some shit, you know. And so we ended up like the record we just put out has Mark from Taking Back Sunday on the drums. So like, he played drums on the whole thing. And I was like, all right, if we have Mark on these 5, then we'll do like Eric on the feature and shit like that. But the Eric feature never happened, man. So that was the one time that I tried to make it happen, but he lives in Cali and it was just like a scheduling thing. And then of course I was probably, thirsty with Sergi on the Sam I Am episode, cause he's like, yo, next time Sam I Am plays Long Island, we'll play with you guys. I'm like, hey, it's cool. So, but those are the only two times I can think of. Everything else is just, I keep it like, separate for sure.
Yeah. And you don't want to be like weird.
Yeah, it's like, at the end of the day, you don't want to be a jerk off, and like, it's just too separate. It's like people, like if you, like just people know shit. Like if they don't know shit, like if they don't know I play in a band, then they're not supposed to know, or they don't give a fuck enough to know. You know what I mean? So at that point, it's like, okay, you're a musician. Like some people have been like, oh, can you send me shit? I want to hear like stuff like that. That's fine. Other than that, it's like, hey, I know you just made this movie. I play in a band. It's just like, gives a shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But Cam, if Cam wants to do something, I'm down.
Would you wear the pink mink coat and mink hat
on the episode? If he has an XL, for me, I don't know if I could fit in whatever he's rocking. So.
Oh man,
I didn't go through a diplomat phase.
But, yeah,
I respect it.
Yeah, me either. I know the hits, or I know the like big songs, but
I don't even it's funny like how. I think so. My brother would know that stuff. He's 6 years younger than me. So I think that was kind of like his era. I don't know. For some reason, they just never hit, like I'm trying to think. Like in the early 2000s, I was like on like some other shit, like listening to like Cannibal Ox or something, So.
Damn. It's interesting. Oh man, well yeah, we've gone about 50 minutes, Sam.
Cool.
But yeah, I don't what I sent you a picture of a bagel that I got no a while ago, like whenever we first started talking.
Oh yeah.
Can I get your that, because that was a bagel from Pell City, Alabama, which is like 20 minutes northeast of Birmingham. Can you give?
I'm looking.
Because you're from the motherland.
Yeah.
I want you to, if you want, I'll post the picture when I put this episode out.
Well,
can you give a bagel rundown or like a score?
It's very hard to look at a picture and say anything about a bagel. It looks, it looks good. I don't think it looks very bagelish. I don't know. Like was it fluffy? I don't know.
Fluffy-ish.
Yeah, like it doesn't look very soft.
It was firm. It was firm, but it was not like biting into concrete.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure it was great. Maybe it wasn't. I don't really know. I can't really it, up here I can't say that looks like. Yeah, it's hard to compare. It's very like it's not. it's hard for me to say. And listen, as a fat fuck, I'm sure I would have eaten two of them. You know what I mean? So, shout out to them. But yeah, from the picture, it looks a little tiny and maybe not as like bready or like nice and bagelish as I would like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're trying their best, out there.
Aren't we all? I'm trying my best right now not to shit on a bagel I haven't had.
That's true. I guess taste.
It's like if I'm judging it, on like appearance is one thing, but like I could have taken a bite out of that and been like, yo, this is the greatest bagel of all time.
Change your life.
Yeah.
Well, it's is whenever you are traveling around or anything, is it weird? Do people accost you about New York stuff or New Yorkness?
It depends. If I'm wearing this hat, obviously. if I'm wearing the hat, you know, maybe somebody will say some shit. But for the most part, not so much, you know. And to me, like, if we're traveling, like, I like to get in the crevices, man. I like to see what the
wherever
I'm at, like, you know, if I go down to Alabama, like, I want to eat on a, you know, I want to eat on the side of a store, you know, like out of a styrofoam plate or some shit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, we can do that. If y'all come down here, sure. I can make that happen.
I want to be squinting, eating like a rib or some shit with the sun in my eye.
Yeah. Barbecue is a big thing down here.
I'm a big fan. And, you know, I'm trying to think of like, remember Texas had some good barbecue, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we played, goddamn, I don't remember, somewhere, maybe it was like Durham or like Raleigh or someplace like that. And that was good, too. Listen, if it was up to me, I'd be like Anthony Bourdain. I'd be hitting up all these places and just eating at like 2 a.m. and, you know, doing my thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's there's a lot of interesting people out there, a lot of interesting stuff going on, you know. And I think one thing I appreciate about you is your openness is what, you know, just from meeting you one time and being friends on the internet.
Yeah. I try to stay open because it's like, you know, at the end of the day, like, who the fuck am I? I'm just fucking, you know, a nobody like anyone else just going through life. Like, I stay open for sure. You know, it's like, I don't know everything. I don't know anything. I don't know. I just want to have a good time and not take anything serious.
Love it. I think we're getting close to wrapping this rascal up. Do you have any closing things you want to say? Anything you want to plug or?
No, nothing really. I mean, like, if you're listening to this,
and I'll plug y'all at the front end with an intro and stuff, but
for sure. I mean, I don't know. Shout out to Alabama. The only thing I know about Alabama is whatever, you know, drive-by truckers and Jason Isbell told me. So, I hope one day to, you know, venture on there. And, you know, that's it, man. Thanks for wanting to do this. Thanks for doing a podcast. It's a fun thing to do, you know, to just talk about pure nonsense and, connect with people from like, you know, it's like, when's the next time? Like, how many people are like sitting in their living room right now talking to someone from like few states down, you know? So
right. Exactly.
Cool, man. I'm into it. So thank you for basically having me on and shit, and check out the new music and check out the videos and all that other cool shit.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah, Sam, thanks for doing this. Stay on for a minute after I finish, but you had options, but you decided to talk to me, and I appreciate it.
I did.